All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Brachos, so in Simin Vav Sifchas, the Kitzer writes the following. Every bracha that a person hears someone else reciting, when a person hears the Mevarech, the person making the bracha reciting Baruch Ato Hashem, Hu Omer, the response is Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo. So the idea is that every time that there is a mentioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that requires a response. So if I hear someone making a bracha, and this is true, whatever the bracha is, Baruch Ato Hashem, my response is, I hear the word, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, blessed is God, Ubaruch Shemo, and blessed is His name. Ukishagomer es HaBracha, when I hear someone reciting a bracha and he finishes the bracha, the halacha is Tzarech Lomar Amen. Person is obligated to respond Amen. Now the Kitzur says something very interesting. Uperusha Amen, so what does it mean when I respond Amen? So the Kitzur says, Hu Emes. So Amen is an affirmative statement. That which was just recited is correct, is Emes. V'yechavim Balibo. Emes hi HaBracha Sheberach HaMevarech. V'ani Ma'amen Baza. And a person has to have in mind that the bracha that the person just recited is truth, and I believe in it. Ubebrachos sheyesh poem gam king tefillah, so with brachos that also contain within them a prayer, kegon bebircha shmona esrei, min atochonit ala machazir shchinas alatzion, and for example, ubebircha sim shalom, and for example, when I'm listening to Chazar Sashatz, so the Chazan's repetition, so when the Chazan says Baruch Ato Hashem, I say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, affirming the greatness of God's name. When the Chazan finishes the bracha, specifically the middle brachos, which are the brachos. So when I answer Amen, I'm doing two things. Number one, I'm affirming that which the Chazan said is correct, it's MS. And number two, I'm hoping to see the actualization of that particular request. He says, Yechavim ba'amiras amen l'shnei dvarim. So therefore, the Amen has two meanings. Number one, MS hiya bracha. Number one, the bracha itself, what the Shlech Tzibur said is correct. And number two, v'yiratzon she'yamnu ha'dvarim b'mehira. And number two is that I affirm the fact that I hope to see the actualization of these anticipatory requests speedily in our days. Just lastly, the Kitzur ends off by saying that if one goes, excuse me, Piskei Tshuva brings down that if one heard two brachos simultaneously, so what happens if one hears two brachos simultaneously? So this in essence is an interesting discussion. The Gemara Maseches Megillah discusses the idea that Trei Koli Lo Mishtamai, that in general people can't hear two things simultaneously clearly. That in of itself is a machlokes haposkim. And there are many who say, Mikitzer Paskins this way, Mishnah Berurah Paskins this way, that in the event that one hears two simultaneous brachos, this would be different brachos, then one would respond, Amen, V'Amen. In other words, if I hear two people making the same bracha, so one Amen counts towards both brachas. But let's say I hear two people, one person is having a cup of coffee, making a shahakol, another person is having a cookie, making a mezonos, and they both say their brachos at the same exact time and conclude at the same exact time, the Kitzur says I have the ability to answer Amen, V'Amen to those two brachas. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash Omer, Reskosh Bracha L'Zakos, says, Yisrael L'Ficha, Chirba L'Antimitzah Shneamar, Adonai Chapitz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Tzor V'Yadir.